question it, more like, no.
Can I restart 20 seconds?
Sitting, I'm much more comfortable. Welcome back. So I'm happy that we're having our second parent-son learning session. I think it went really well last time, and I hope it goes well this time as well. God willing, we'll have one more. We'll try to have one more before Pesach, or at least before Ben Hazmanim. So I think we'll do like a small Pesach sugya. With that said, I just want to make sure, as we did last time from a format standpoint, if any parents have any questions, please send the message to your son, and they'll interrupt me at some point to deliver the question. Okay, so with Purim coming up, which is right around the corner, I thought it'd be nice to do a... Actually, before I get to the specifics of the sugya, one of the challenges of doing this type of format is to find an area that you can prepare in a short period of time, that's contemporary, practical, and that can transcend different people's different backgrounds as far as the knowledge of learning. And I think this is a very, very nice area because I think Mishloach Manos is not so well understood. I give a Gemara Shir for women, as a lot of you guys know, and this morning someone made a comment that, I think she said it last year too, but she said she doesn't like Purim. How can you not like Purim? You know, Purim. She said, because she feels like it's been too commercialized, you know. There's some truth to what she has to say, because a lot of times, I don't know if it's a product of assimilation, whatever, but we tend to treat Purim, Purim is a lot of times not about the essential ideas, but about the accidental things, like when it comes to Mishloach Manos. So today, it's really the Jewish version of what? Right, trick-or-treating, you know, going to house with costumes on and food. I mean, the only difference is that you give, although a lot of places you go to, they give back to you, so it's a... It's very interesting. What? Any Mekayim Mitzvah. Any Mekayim Mitzvah. How do you know Mekayim Mitzvah? It's not Horn and Ring Down. You can even do it through a Katan. Shlichus through a Katan is Sliyose. She knows. I mean, it's not. But, so not so, say not so pushy. Okay. Anyway, so if you look at the Gemara, so Gemara starts in Megillah Zayin and Aleph on the bottom. Okay. Take it away.
Two manos to one person. Matanos avyonim. Shtei matanos, two gifts.
All right, so we're not going to take on matanos avyonim, but this is a very odd statement by the Gemara, which may seem benign to the something we spend a lot of time in yeshiva on is to make note of details. All right, details in Gemara are very important. Precision is very important. It's a very odd statement by the Gemara about mishloach manos. Not you, Yaakov. What's odd about this? What's odd about this statement? What's weird? Again, the Gemara says, "What's the mitzvah?" It's a shtei manos li'ish echad. Okay. So if I ask you, what's strange about that? Without looking at the next part of the Gemara, is there anything strange about that, or does it all make sense? Mishloach manos is two to one, and matanos avyonim is more than one person. Okay, that's a good question, but that's not what really bothers me. Think halachically. There's something very strange here. Again, all the Gemara says is shtei manos li'ish echad. First question I would ask is,
what are the
mana?
Women?
Well, that's okay, not bad. What's a mana? What? But yeah, it's also, you say afin. You can argue afin, I use those on this. So it's a good question. But yeah, what Isaiah is saying is a great question. What's a mana? What's a mana? What is that? We don't know, right? Very vague. What's a mana? Why did the Gemara, if you want to be precise, what should the Gemara have said? The chiyuv is shtei, and what would it say? What it would say, right?
I mean, well, limits it to food.
Fine, but in other words, what we want is when it comes to formulating a mitzvah, right? We want to be precise. So why did the Gemara say you should give? Well, oh, see, that's the problem. Well, okay, you're cheating ahead a bit, but right now we don't know what a mana is. The Gemara should have said chiyuv. The chiyuv of mishloach manos is, I don't know. I'll make something up. No, I'd say a basar and yayin. Okay, basar and yayin. That would be an objectification of the mitzvah. That's how you would define design a mitzvah. But to say shtei manos, what does that do? That opens it up to a tremendous amount of
ambiguity,
right? Which is a very strange way to formulate a mitzvah. We like our mitzvahs to be clear and concise. We don't like our mitzvahs to be ambiguous. All right, what's a mana? I don't know. Was it shear from mana? What does it taste like? What does it look like? I have no idea. It's a mana, whatever that is. Okay, okay. One of the Gemara. So what does Gemara say?
The thigh of a calf.
The garba de chamra. So let's make it simple. So what did he send them? Meat and wine. All right, send him meat and wine.
Yeah.
Thank you. Which is meat. So he sent him meat and wine. Okay.
Good.
Sounds a very high quality meat. No question about it. He sent him meat and wine. Good wine. What? Yeah. So the question is, So what's the first case? The first incident is he sent him basar and yayin. So what was his answer to him? Shalach lei.
Shalach lei.
Stop. Okay. Don't forget that gear something. Okay. So what's this, so on the surface? What would you think this Gemara is trying to do? Yeah.
Set up the ideal case of Mishloach Manos.
All right. So let's be a little more precise. Not just ideal, but I'd say it's the objectification. In other words, rather than the Gemara state initially Shtei Manos, right? This is coming to qualify what Shtei Manos Basar V'Yayin. If we didn't have the next story, that's exactly the conclusion I would have. I'd say, okay, well, what is the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos Ish L'Rehu? It's to give someone basar and yayin. That would be the mitzvah, right? And you see, he says, you were Mekayim Mishloach Manos Ish L'Rehu. Okay? The problem is the next story, or two stories, I should say. What's the next story? That's your cue.
Rav Shor Le Lamari Bar Mar Yadabai. Rav Shor sent to Lamari Bar Mar Yadabai. Mile Aska Dakshma. Basket filled with dates. And a cup filled with flour of roasted wheat.
Okay, so without even getting to, before we get to his response, what do we see happening in this story? It's certainly not what? It's certainly not basar and yayin. I mean, we have like a marked reduction insofar as quality, right? But yeah, it's nice. I mean, very similar to what's given today, right? Like like a little candy basket. I mean, that sounds like what's going on here. Like,
what
is that? It's clear. One thing is clear from this that you certainly have a lowering of the ideal. In other words, and that's a problem. Because if the Gemara beforehand was objectifying Mishloach Manos, right? If it was an objectification, then what would you have to say? What?
This is not on the standard of the...
Exactly. So you're not Yotze. But the Gemara never says you're not Yotze here. It's just another story, right? So now what's his response to getting this nice, a C-plus set of Mishloach Manos?
So, Omalei Abai, Hashem Amari, now Amari says, E Chakla Malka Le'aver, if a peasant comes to the king, the Kula meets... Does not take a basket down his neck, meaning basically if you go, you're a chashev guy, you're supposed to give a chashev food.
Yeah, in other words, well, he's being a little critical of him. He's saying, hey, come on, you know, this is the best you could do, right? Now, again, does Gemara ever say he's not Yotze?
No.
No, but all it says is... is that you could have done better. You could have done better. Okay, and now we have one more story, which is...
So... Father Shadar Leyu, Mele Taska de Zangvila, basket with ginger, Mele Kasa de Filpalza, Aricha, and long peppers.
Okay, so Amarbae.
Amarbae, Hash Amar, Hana Sadri Le Chulia, I sent him sweet things, and you Shadar Leyu, bring some.
Right, so I'd say this is like the D minus of Mishloach Manos, because here, what do you send the guy? Send them like, what do you call it? Peppers.
Yeah.
Right. Things that are not exact. Now, again, is he Yotze? Sounds like he's Yotze, right? At this point, there's no indication in the Gemara the guy's not Yotze in this Mishloach Manos, okay? All right, so that's a different issue. Now, what question would you ask on this now? Yes?
Why is bring down multiple cases?
You're right. Now, we don't have to worry so much about each specific story. Okay, you could, but I'm saying for the sake of time and the format here, I'm more interested in general, what's the function of these stories? And what are these stories being brought in for? Because it's not, normally what you would say is that it's the objectification of the mitzvah. But you see, that can't be true, because you have three different cases, and each one's its own like grade of Mishloach Manos. Good, so you'd say three different ways. But you wouldn't say that these are the only ways.
Well, so it's not really right? Three different ways.
Sure not, right?
They're typifying it.
Okay, but you'll see there's definitely room to... Well, okay, I'll give Isaiah a little bit of room, okay? Because the truth is that when you get down to the acronym, for example, let's say you gave someone... this is a real case. Let's say you gave someone a pack of cigarettes, putting the health issues aside. Okay? Relax, David, don't... Let's say you gave someone a pack of cigarettes, okay? You also Mishloach Manos?
No.
It's actually brought down in two... Chacham of Adjamin brings it down. What, two packs, right? That's true. So you would not be. Or let's say... Okay, but let's do it for David's sake. Let's say you gave someone Sfarim. So would you be Yotze?
No.
So you do see that at the very least in the Gemara, what can you deduce? Amana means
food.
Okay? Yes. No question. Okay. If I asked you, what's the chi of Mishloach Manos, Shnei Manos to Yishechad, your answer would be?
Food.
two manos of food, right? But have we made any progress in from our initial question? No. Because I still want to know, what's a mana? Okay. Or can we know what a mana is? All right, so that's going to be the first set of questions. Okay, now, skip ahead to the last case.
So, Abai bar oven, Rabbi bar oven, Mechavei Sudasai, Ladadi, they exchange meals.
Okay, exchange meals. Now, everyone learns that this is within the purview of Mishloach Manos, okay? Meaning that, whatever, but let's not look at Rashi yet. Whatever Machlev Sudasa means... No, I don't know. Maybe Suda, something else. But the point is, everyone learns this as part of Mishloach Manos, okay? Now, what does Machlev Sudasu mean, okay, on the surface? Sure. What would you say it means?
They exchange
Sudas. So, meaning what?
I gave you my Suda, you gave me my Suda.
Okay. So we're going to... Now, this is also very strange, because how does this fit into the flow of Mishloach Manos? Okay? In other words, Mishloach Manos sounds like what? That I give you, I send to you. There's a shlichus, right, of Basar Nyayin. There's no real shlichus here. What happens? You come over to my house, let's say, and I give you... This is actually done by a lot of people, by the way. I give you, like, we go out to the bagel store, right? I buy you... Well, I shouldn't say that. You come over to my house, I give you meal, you give me meal. And somehow that's considered a fulfillment of Mishloach Manos, okay? So what... it's a good question. Well, when we see the Rishonim, we'll see why that's an issue. But we can't get to that yet. So let's go back to the beginning before we start taking up the Rishonim Amachas Sudasu. All right. So what's the mitzvah Mishloach Manos? Okay. And I think one thing we should look at is let's take a quick look at the Rambam. So the Rambam says what? The Rambam is source 4, Hilchos Megillah, Parak Beis, Halacha Tesvav. Binyamin. Well, we don't want to talk about drinking in the yeshiva, so we should skip the first. Ketzad Chovasuda, start from the beginning.
Ketzad Chovasuda, Zerush, Yochal, Basar, Yitagin Suda, Suda, Nanak, Fi, Eshek, Tim, Sugado. You fulfill your obligation of the Suda by eating
meat.
And making yourself a very nice meal.
It's interesting, by the way, I'm not going to take that up now, but it's interesting the Rambam adds that. It's not enough just to have meat and wine. Wine, but it's also, it should be suda na'a, it should be a very nice, pleasant meal, okay? But whatever, that's a good question. Vishosa yayin, no.
Vishosa yayin, adshi ishtakar, v'yardein v'shikos.
Right, so there's an obligation to drink until you get drunk and you fall asleep from your drunkenness. We're not taking that up, not by any means, okay? But, let me ask you a question, but what clearly is the Rambam I'm telling you at this point, we know for sure, in contrast to Mishloach Manos? What's the formula for suda? Basar Nyayin, right? You need, it would appear according to the Rambam, you need Basar Nyayin to fulfill your suda obligation. But then he says, and there's a famous diak here, Vechein, as well. Okay.
Where's Basar?
Where? Case of, yeah, okay. It was there, I promise. It's not a kapach thing. What? Vechein chayiv adam lishloach shtei manos shal basar o shnei minei tafshu o shnei minei ochlin l'chavero. Okay, so now, what's the change here?
Expands it to three different possibilities of fulfilling the mitzvah.
Which kind of sounds like what, according to the Rambam? Is there, again, we're back to the original question. There's no...
Definition of mana.
Right, there's no objectification of what you're supposed to give. It says you can give basar, or tafshil, or shnei mini ochlin. And you could argue the Rambam's having some sort of progression. I don't know how important that is. One thing that we know for sure, though, is that he's not telling you you're lacking anything if you send someone Shnei Mini Oakland. So at this point, if I send someone a Hershey's bar and whatever, something. We'll get to that. We'll get to that a little later. What I say is there's two components there. There's Mishloach Manos and there's Ish L'Rehu. Two concepts, two components. Okay.
And camaraderie.
No. What's Mishloach Manos? What's that halachically?
Sending food.
Okay, good. So you have an idea of a Nesina, right? You'll see it's going to come up by Machla Suda. You have an idea of a Maisa Nesina. But I must... The halachic performance, the action, is one where I give something to someone else. Okay? But what's Ish L'Re'ehu telling us? What? Okay, put that in more halachic terms.
The objective of the giving.
Which is what?
To produce
space. Okay, there's a kiyum in Reis. Okay? That's a very simple, nice formulation. This is what you guys are saying. Okay? There's two parts to Mishloach Manos, Ish L'Re'ehu. There's Mishloach Manos, which means I'm doing an action of giving, Shlichus, Nesina. Right? Hold on. But then there's also an idea that Nesina has to have an expression in the area of Reis. So I'll give you a perfect example. Hold on. Just to test the hypothesis. Okay? Let's say I know someone's diabetic, okay, type 1, and I send them a big bag of
candy.
Sour sticks. What?
Yeah.
Sour sticks, okay? My Yotzi Mishloach Manos. So what would you say? What? This case comes up, by the way. Okay, what would you say? What?
Yes.
You think so? It could be. But there are a lot of Achronim who say no, you won't be Yotze. Why? Because where's the Kiyum and Reyes there? Yeah, I did a Maisa Nesina, I sent someone food, but the problem is, in his framework, what's he going to do with this food? It's going to kill him.
Isn't it clear that there's an objectification of Reyes?
What?
There's an objectification.
No, there isn't. Because if there's an objectification, then you have to give a certain type of food. Rather, what is it? They are. Even though the guy may not have been ecstatic about it, there's still a Kiyum Reyes there. There's still a Kiyum Reyes, right? Because that's the way the mitzvah was formulated. It's not that the reaction of the guy give the food to has got to be, wow, thank you so much. That's the highest level. See, think about it. What's the Gemara telling you ultimately? It's not that it's, you know, there's a reason why the Gemara uses Basar V'Yayin. Why does he use Basar V'Yayin? You're right, it's the normal objective for Simcha. But what's his reaction to that? His reaction is Yur Mekayim Mishloach Manos, Ish L'Rehu. Why? Because you know one thing, he likes mean wine. See, if you want to do Mishloach Manos at this point the right way, one thing you should take into account is whoever you give it to, what about them? That's what they like, right? So that's why it doesn't have to be Basar V'Yayin. You can, if I asked Ariel Tucker, what do you like? And you know, he's from Seattle, so he says, like, I don't know, like rice noodles and tofu, right? That's what he likes the most. Awesome. You see, it's not necessarily tied to Suda. It doesn't have to be. The question is that the Kiyum and Reyes is what that person would like. Okay, that's why, by the way, again, like a classic example. Today, how do most, I'd say, mono-Orthodox people, I should say mono-Orthodox, but most mono-Orthodox people do Mishloach Manos in most communities? What? Through a shul, right? Now, shuls get very, it's actually taken up by the late Achronim, the contemporary. Yeah, in other words, it's a little bit of an issue about how your yotzei that. But point is that then it's kind of like a standard basket that goes to everyone. So you're still definitely yotzei, right? But I'd argue that the best way to do it is if you know the person you're giving to and what they like, right? So for instance, I had someone who used to come over to my house when I lived in New York. He's always bring me a rack of lamb and a bottle of wine because he knew I loved lamb, okay? Especially rack of lamb because you can't, right? You can't go wrong with a rack of lamb.
We don't get it enough.
Why the Gemara says it's Shtei Manos, because what is it trying to tell you? The emphasis, Shtei Manos means that I have to give someone, I have to do Mais and Asina, right? But it's Mana is ambiguous on purpose, because it's all about the Kiyum and Reyes. And Kiyum and Reyes, you see there's two ends of the spectrum. One end is the ideal way is to know what the person likes, okay? And the other end of the spectrum is that can you give something to someone that you know is destructive to them, okay? Like, for instance, a diabetic, can you give them, I think one of the cases also brought down is, let's say someone's lactose intolerant. Okay, I'm serious, it's a big case. Can you give them like chocolate, like milk chocolate? Let's say I bring a live sheep over to your house, okay? So my yotze b'shloach manos. So they say no, why not?
Because it's not edible.
Right, because it's not ochel yet.
Yeah.
It's ochel potentia.
Right,
you didn't give ochel. Well, the idea I'm trying to bring out is that to give ochel, right? We have to formulate some halachic parameters. What does that mean to give ochel? Anything I want to? But then why does the Gemara tell us these stories with their reactions? That's the point I'm trying to bring out. The reactions tell you there's an idea in Reyes here. It's not just simply a Mishloach Manos. It's Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu. There's an idea of Reyes. Case according to Rashi, what's Machlas Suda? Just because we're running low out of time. Yeah.
You alternate years eating at each other's houses and then that you satisfy your Kiyum Mishloach Manos.
Right. So, okay. And what's the Ron's take on that?
No.
What does he say though? No, read the Ron. Mati, read the Ron. So this is a little bit different.
There wasn't enough for either one of them in order to that he should be able to give a gift sent to his friend and also leave over for himself.
Right, so he's learning differently than Rashi. Well, how's Rashi learning?
They just switch off.
Right, like I invite you to my house this year, right, and next year I go to your house. But the Ron's not learning that way. The Ron's saying that I didn't have enough to be able to have my own Suda and give to my friend. Right? So therefore, what do I do? So you come over to my house, and I would send you my suda, and you send me your suda. Okay? So now let me ask you a question. So how do we look at this? I mean, you see the way the post can bring it down, it's not so pashut. Like the Torah says you're yotze, which seems to imply what?
That you're
yotze. Yeah, but what does that mean, though?
Kind of like a
bear. Well, right. In other words, he says, v'im yatza. It's unclear if machlef suda is really the ideal way to do it or not.
Isn't it clear it's not?
What?
How is it clear that?
Because the Rif just says that there are machlef suda. That's it. He leaves it that way. But the Rambam says, v'im ein lo machlef im chavero. Again, the Rambam seems to make it sound like it's not the ideal. Okay? But the Shulchan Aruch says, well, he also says v'im ein lo. But how can you learn it out either way? Yes. I would just say it's not lechatchila. Yeah. What was way you want to take? Rashi or the Ran?
The Ran.
Okay.
I want to say it's not lechatchila because you're missing out on the idea of a contribute, like a sort of a standalone gift. It seems to be a transaction more than a independent giving, so to speak.
Good. All right, I agree. In other words, what's the Ran saying? The Ran's saying you're lacking an independent maisa. Their decision. You would say you have a kiyum reis. Right? You wouldn't say you're lacking in a kiyum reis because I'm engendering friendship, but it seems like he's saying that you're lacking an actual like independent maisa. In other words, because, and that's in line with the Rambam. Because what does the Rambam say? I have my suda, and then he says v'chein. And everyone learns out, what does v'chein mean? V'chein means, from the suda comes the shlach manos. But here, it's not from the suda that comes the shlach manos, it is the suda of the shlach manos. So it sounds like according to the Ran, there's no independent maisa there. Yes. What you're learning by Reyes is really what Rashi's holding. Hold on 1 second. What you're saying is really what Rashi's holding. Because yeah. What does Rashi say? Yeah, every year, right? So what's he telling you? He's not bothered what the Ran's bothered by.
He says there's Reyes.
There. He says what's the paramount thing is Reyes. That's the essence, right? My sensing is nice. It's part of it, but I'm saying the essence is Kim Reyes. So it wouldn't matter every year if a guy comes over, I go to his house. The point is in that situation of Machlif, it's considered a proper expression. You understand what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, Isaiah. Kasha li al Dvarov. He doesn't like Rashi. Dim kein lo hayu mekayim mishloach manos ish l'reyo. Okay, v'im tomar shahayu sholchan manos ish l'reyo. Let's say you said they were sending manos ish l'reyo. Dim kein my asalash rinan. So what's bothering the Beis Yosef? What does the Aruch HaShulchan add? See, the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered. He's bothered by this whole approach. How do I know he's bothered by the approach? Because what does he say? He says, so this brother, oh, I'm sorry. Who asked the question about manos? Oh, I have the answer for that. Okay, I knew there was somewhere in there. Oh, nearly. Look at source 11. He says, "Debezeh eno dai bekazayis or berviis." Okay, debainan mana yafe, dezeu lashem manos. That's why it says manos. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan is a very innovative shot. What does he want to say? He says that if it were simply ochal, then what would you think? There is a shear by ochal as at qua ochal, which is a kazayis, right? But mana means what? And again, it's all part of, in my thing, it's all part of the idea of a kiyum reis. If you're going to give someone a mana, what should it be?
What they want.
Well, that's one part of it is what they want, but another part of it is
something more conscious.
Substantial. Okay? In other words, if you give a guy a kazayas, what are you really doing at that point?
There's only your obligation, that's it.
Right, in other words, that's kind of like your attitude. You know, like the minimum attitude is, I'm just trying to be yotzi my chiyuv. He says, no, that's what a mana is. See, a mana, I think what he learns mana to mean is a mana engenders an idea of friendship. A mana means that I don't want to just give you this minimum shear. Rather, what I want to do, I want to give you something that I know is substantial, that's going to make you enjoy Purim. Yeah.